serving Fort Pierce and vicinity. This is NOAA Weather Radio Station WWF-69, the voice of the National Weather Service. This broadcast comes to you from the National Weather Service office in Melbourne, Florida, on a frequency of 162.425 MHz. A required weekly test of the NOAA Weather Radio Public Warning System is conducted each Wednesday between 11 a.m. and noon and again between 6 and 8 p.m. If severe weather is expected, this test will be postponed until the following day. Marine forecast for the following coastal waters from Sebastian Inlet to Jupiter Inlet out to 20 nautical miles. Tonight, east winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet with a dominant period 5 seconds. A light chop on the intracoastal waters. Friday, east winds 10 to 15 knots diminishing to 5 to 10 knots in the afternoon. Seas 2 to 3 feet with a dominant period 5 seconds. A moderate chop on the intracoastal waters. Friday night, east winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming northeast after midnight. Seas 2 to 3 feet with a dominant period 8 seconds. Mostly smooth on the intracoastal waters. Chance of showers in the evening, then slight chance of showers after midnight. Saturday, north winds 5 to 10 knots, increasing to 10 to 15 knots in the afternoon. Seas 3 to 4 feet. A moderate chop on the intracoastal waters. Chance of showers. Saturday night, north winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 5 feet. A light chop on the intracoastal waters. Slight chance of showers. Sunday, northeast winds 10 to 15 knots, increasing to 15 to 20 knots in the afternoon. Seas 4 to 6 feet. Choppy on the intracoastal waters. Slight chance of showers. Sunday night, northeast winds 15 to 20 knots, becoming east 10 to 15 knots after midnight. Seas 5 to 6 feet. Monday, east winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 5 to 6 feet. Monday night, southeast winds 15 to 20 knots. Seas 5 to 6 feet. Slight chance of showers. Tuesday, southeast winds 15 to 20 knots. Seas 5 to 6 feet. Slight chance of showers. Marine forecast for the following waters from Sebastian Inlet to Jupiter Inlet extending from 20 to 60 nautical miles. Tonight, east winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet with a dominant period 5 seconds. Slight chance of showers. Friday, east winds 10 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet with a dominant period 5 seconds. Slight chance of showers. Friday night, east winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet with a dominant period 8 seconds. Chance of showers. Saturday, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming north 10 to 15 knots in the afternoon. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Chance of showers. Saturday night, northeast winds 15 knots. Seas 4 to 6 feet. Chance of showers. Sunday, northeast winds 15 to 20 knots. Seas 5 to 7 feet. Slight chance of showers. Sunday night, east winds 15 to 20 knots. Seas 6 to 7 feet. Slight chance of showers. Monday, east winds 15 knots. Seas 6 feet. Monday night, southeast winds 15 to 20 knots. Seas 5 to 6 feet. Slight chance of showers. Tuesday, southeast winds 15 to 20 knots. Seas 5 to 6 feet. Slight chance of showers. Gulf Stream hazards, none. The approximate location of the west wall of the Gulf Stream based on the real-time ocean forecast system as of Wednesday, November 23rd. 46 nautical miles east of Ponce Inlet. 34 nautical miles east of Port Canaveral. 28 nautical miles east of Sebastian Inlet. 19 nautical miles east of Fort Pierce Inlet. 13 nautical miles east of St. Lucie Inlet. The latest available surf temperatures. At Daytona Beach, it was 65 degrees. Trident Pier at Port Canaveral was 70 degrees. Fort Pierce was 68 degrees. And Jensen Beach was 76 degrees. Here is the tide information. Daytona Beach, shores, Sun Globe Pier. High tide Thursday at 4:12 p.m. Low tide Thursday at 10:25 p.m. High tide Friday at 4:48 a.m. Low tide Friday at 11:02 a.m. Port Canaveral. High tide Thursday at 4:14 p.m. Low tide Thursday at 10:20 p.m. High tide Friday at 4:53 a.m. Low tide Friday at 10:59 a.m. Sebastian Inlet Bridge. High tide Thursday at 4:14 p.m. Low tide Thursday at 10:38 p.m. High tide Friday at 4:50 a.m. Low tide Friday at 11:03 a.m. Fort Pierce Inlet, South Jetty. High tide Thursday at 4:31 p.m. Low tide Thursday at 10:44 p.m. High tide Friday at 5:07 a.m. Low tide Friday at 11:09 a.m. The Vero Beach climate summary for this evening, as of 4 p.m., November 24, 2016. Today's high temperature was 80 degrees. The normal high is 78. The record high is 86 degrees, which was set in 2014. Today's low temperature was 60. The normal low is 60. The record low is 37 degrees, which was set in 1970. 0.01 inches of precipitation fell today, which brings the monthly total to 0.35 inches. This is 2.34 inches below the normal amount of 2.69 inches for November. The total precipitation for the year now stands at 62.83 inches, which is 13.74 inches above normal. Sunset tonight is at 5:27 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow is at 6:51 a.m. The Fort Pierce climate summary for this evening, as of 4 p.m., November 24, 2016. Today's high temperature was 81 degrees. The normal high is 78. The record high is 89 degrees, which was set in 2014. Today's low temperature was 58. The normal low is 59. The record low is 36 degrees, which was set in 1970. No precipitation fell today, which leaves the monthly total at 0.40 inches. This is 2.14 inches below the normal amount of 2.54 inches for November. The total precipitation for the year still stands at 62.39 inches, which is 11.22 inches above normal. Sunset tonight is at 5:27 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow is at 6:50 a.m. The latest tropical cyclone advisory, Hurricane Otto, moving farther inland over southern Nicaragua. Torrential rains causing life-threatening floods and mudslides expected to continue over Nicaragua and Costa Rica. At 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or, the center of Hurricane Otto was located inland over southern Nicaragua near latitude 11.0 north, longitude 84.3 west. Otto is moving toward the west near 12 miles per hour, but a faster motion toward the west or west-southwest is expected to begin tonight and continue through early Saturday. On the forecast track, the center of Otto will continue to move across southern Nicaragua and northern Costa Rica through this evening, and emerge off of the Pacific coast of southern Nicaragua or northern Costa Rica by early Friday. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 100 miles per hour with higher gusts. Rapid weakening is forecast and Otto is expected to become a tropical storm by tonight. Additional weakening is anticipated after Otto moves over the Pacific Ocean. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 15 miles from the center and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 70 miles. The estimated minimum central pressure is 979 millibars, 28.91 inches. Tropical weather outlook. Issued at 12:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For the North Atlantic, Caribbean Sea and the Gulf of Mexico, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Otto, located along the coast of southern Nicaragua just north of Nicaragua-Costa Rica border. Tropical cyclone formation is not expected during the next 5 days. This hazardous weather outlook is for East Central Florida. Day 1, today and tonight. Rip current impact, wind and wave conditions will lead to a moderate risk for rip currents along area beaches this Thanksgiving holiday. The greatest threat for rips will be through late this morning due to tidal effects. Check with local beach patrol for additional information about ocean hazards. swim what's inside of a lifeguard, and never swim alone. Dense fog and smoke impact, light winds and increasing low-level moisture will promote fog development away from the coast late tonight into the pre-dawn hours Friday morning. If you have plans to drive early Friday, be aware of the possibility of rapidly changing visibility on area roadways. If you encounter dense fog, slow down, use your low-beam headlights, and leave plenty of distance between your car and the one in front of you. Days 2 through 7, Friday through Wednesday. Areas of fog, some locally dense, will be possible each morning through Saturday. Winds and seas are expected to build behind a front that will move through Saturday afternoon, leading to poor boating conditions over the Atlantic waters into early next week. Spotter information statement, spotter activation will not be needed today. The forecast for the Fort Pierce NOAA Weather Radio listening area. Tonight, partly cloudy. Patchy fog, late. Lows in the lower 60s, except in the mid-60s along the coast. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, partly cloudy. Patchy fog towards morning. Highs around 80. East winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Friday night, partly cloudy. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows around 60. East winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening becoming light. Saturday, partly cloudy. Patchy fog early in the morning. A slight chance of showers in the late morning and afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. Chance of rain 20%. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. Lows in the lower 60s. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour after midnight. Chance of rain 20%. Sunday, partly sunny. Highs in the mid 70s. Sunday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 60s. Monday, partly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. The 4 p.m. weather roundup. At Fort Pierce, under mostly sunny skies, temperature 78 degrees, dew point 63, humidity 59%. Wind east at 12 miles per hour, pressure 30.17 inches and steady. At Vero Beach under partly sunny skies, temperature 76 degrees, dew point 65, humidity 68%. East wind at 9 miles per hour, pressure 30.17 inches and falling. Elsewhere, Stewart, it was mostly sunny, temperature 82 degrees, wind east at 12 miles per hour. Okeechobee, mostly sunny, 77 degrees, east wind at 7 miles per hour. West Palm Beach, it was partly sunny, temperature 79 degrees, wind east at 14 miles per hour. Melbourne, sunny, 77 degrees, east wind at 12 miles per hour. At Kennedy Space Center, sunny, 76 degrees, variable wind at 6 miles per hour. In Orlando it was partly sunny, 79 degrees, east wind at 10 miles per hour. Tampa, mostly sunny, 80, wind west at 6 miles per hour. In Jacksonville, mostly sunny, 78, wind southeast at 10 miles per hour. Miami, partly sunny, 80, wind east at 13 miles per hour. Again for Fort Pierce, the temperature 78 degrees and mostly sunny, with a wind east 12 miles per hour. Marine observations, at Sebastian Inlet, air temperature 74 degrees, sea temperature 74. This is NOAA Weather Radio Station WWF69 Fort Pierce, broadcasting on a frequency of 162.425 MHz and serving the following counties, Martin, St. Lucie, Okeechobee and Indian River. Also covering the intracoastal and coastal waters from Sebastian Inlet to Jupiter Inlet out to 60 nautical miles. Severe weather watches, warnings and advisories for these counties and the marine area are preceded by alarm tones which activate specially built receivers. During severe weather, the routine broadcast is suspended in order to broadcast severe weather information. Broadcasts will be interrupted for immediate transmission of severe weather information as soon as it is issued. At all other times, Station WWF69 69 will broadcast weather information in a cycle of selected products relevant to the station's broadcast coverage area. This broadcast will normally include the following products when available: the hazardous weather outlook for East Central Florida, public forecast from the short term out to 5 days, hourly weather conditions and marine reports for selected locations in and around the broadcast area, marine forecast out to 5 days, the west wall and hazards for the Gulf Stream, tide information and surf temperatures. Daily climate information is broadcast from 5 a.m. until 8 a.m., and again from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. Civil emergency and public safety information are broadcast as it is received from local, state, and other federal agencies. If you have any questions about NOAA Weather Radio broadcasts, or comments regarding our services, our mailing address is National Weather Service, 421 Croatan Road, Melbourne, Florida, 32935. Our telephone number is 321-255-0212. And our website address is weather.gov/Melbourne.